only. She looked at each of us in turn, her dark eyes unsettling. We all exchanged glances. James smiled and squeezed Emily's arm. The Campbells looked serious, and Marie put a hand over her mouth, shaking her head.
Whose?
Gibby Elliot tapped a finger on the table. He was smiling, as if eager to be chosen.
Whoever needs it most, Mother Fa shuffled the pack. You must decide.
She smelled of wood smoke and earth and the wild places of the world, although I knew the rings that weighed down her ears were of pure gold. She did not belong in that urbane company. But there again, neither did I. I kept my counsel as the others began to chatter. I could see Marie watching Gilbert. Her left hand stole across the table and touched his arm. I said nothing. It was none of my affair.
No, Gilbert said. You decide, Mother Fa.
He leaned back with a devil damn you smile on his face.
Yes, do, Mother Fa. Emily followed his lead. You must decide.
I listened to the soft whir and tick of the clock as Mother Fa ruffled the pack again. There's something quite ominous about the sound of a clock. From the instant that we are born, we have a limited time in this world, and every tick of the clock marks 1 second less in which to exist. I counted the seconds towards my own end and wondered what life was all about. The minute hand flicked forward and vibrated slightly. It was 1 minute short of midnight. I did not care.
Is that what you all wish?
Mother Fa asked.
Yes, yes, get on with it, Colin said at once, as the others nodded.
I followed suit as Mother Fa fixed me with a stare. Her eyes were dark, bottomless pits in a face seamed by wrinkles. Yet despite her advanced years, they were bright with life, while mine had long since lost their lustre. Mother Fa gripped my hand.
Touch the cards, she said.
I started. I had not expected to be singled out. Then I shrugged. It did not matter.
Touch the cards, Mother Fa repeated.
When I did so, they were slightly warm with a sticky residue. Mother Fa pressed my fingers hard onto the pack.
Say your name.
Dorothea Flockhart. I tried to ease away from Mother Fa's eyes, but they held me fast. I could see nothing but her dark, dilated pupils sucking me inside her mind. I did not wish to travel there, to a place unknown.
Now think about yourself.
Mother Fa's voice bored into my head. I did as she commanded, thinking about my life, past and present. It did not take long, for I had no desire to linger in the dark rooms.
Good.
Mother Fa released my fingers, although her gaze did not relax. I was within her eyes, lost in her darkness that was so different from my own.
Shuffle the pack.
The cards stuck together as I shuffled. I handed them back. There you are. Mother Fa's fingers brushed the back of my hand as she recovered the pack. Her gaze remained fixed on me. I knew there were others in the room, yet I could not see them. Nothing existed outside the duo of Mother Fa and me.
Now cut 7 times and place the chosen cards on the table.
I did so, and Mother Fa removed the top card of the 7 little piles and placed it in front of her. I could not watch. I could not ease away from her eyes. I could only exist as the clock ticked, mercifully shortening my life by another second.
I have selected 1 card for the past, 1 for the present, and the rest for your future.
Mother Fa looked down, and I felt the physical release as the power of her gaze ended. The clock continued to tick away my life. There was no other sound in that room.
You have a troubled past, Mother Fa said. I see great distress there.
I nodded. I knew my past and had no desire to return there. It waited to ambush me if I thought of it.
You are not as happy as you could be in your present.
Mother Fa did not look up from her cards.
You are lonely.
I am not lonely, I denied. Mother Fa snorted. Emily tapped me with her fan and